It seems like almost yesterday that Southeast Missouri was hit with its biggest blizzard of the 20th century. Editor John Ballou of the Southeast Missourian called it a new yardstick in weather history. To this day, however, residents of Southeast Missouri call it the Blizzard of 79. The storm roared into Southeast Missouri on Saturday night and stayed through Sunday, February 26, 1979. A heavy rain turned to snow during the night and deposited 24 inches of snow in the next 15 hours. The temperature hovered around 30 degrees, the wind gusted to 50 miles per hour, and snow was piled into drifts 10 feet deep. Thousands of residents of the region lost electrical power. Interstate Highway 55 was closed from Sykeston to Perryville for 5 days. National Guardsmen brought in helicopters to serve as emergency vehicles. At Southeast Missouri State University, the snow forced the cancellation of classes for 4 straight days. Students gathered at pizzerias and bars and soon dried Cape Girardeau of its last drops of alcohol. Growing cabin fever prompted University President Robert Lee Stamper to announce that classes would be held on Friday, regardless of weather conditions. The blizzard of 79 set many records. John Ballou summarized the event when he wrote, "Weather records hereafter will use this as their reference point, and what a point it is. It seems like almost yesterday." This is Frank Nichols.